Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Logan. So, Logan, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Logan Lane. I run Triple L Lawn Care and Landscape. I'm out of outer Dallas, Texas, specifically Rockwall. I do lawn and landscape as my main source of income for my business, and then I pick up other services here and there. So, fence repair, irrigation, and then I'll be branching into the online business market here pretty soon.
Awesome. So what gave you the idea to start this business?
It's actually my dad. He had me starting yards by myself at about 10 years old. And I worked with my grandpa at the churches, and we ran on big zero turns and bobcats. And I want to say I started as early as about like 6-7 years old with him. And by the time I was about 10-11, I was doing the zero turns, doing acreage by myself. And then we were living in Arlington, Texas at the time. And I got my first mower, learned how to mow, learned how to weed eat blow. And then we moved into Missouri by the time I was about 11. And by 12, I had started running routes and running a business there. And then slowly grew from there. We ended up hiring on a couple of my buddies that I played sports with, handed that business off to them, and now I'm back in Dallas starting over. So
in terms of, so essentially you started this business when you were about 12 years old, had a different business, you know, in a sense, in Missouri, and then you moved back to the DFW area to start, and now you're basically starting fresh as a whole different business, correct?
A different business, but same business model for the most part, and same business concept. So not a lot has changed other than just adding more items and more services to my product mix and my product depth. But other than that, yeah, it's been a completely fresh start. And I've definitely learned a lot more running this business and having to start from scratch than the first business, because the first business was strictly lawn care. I hadn't even gotten into landscape yet just because I was so young.
So like, in terms of this business specifically, like you mentioned that there's more challenges, more things that you've had to learn. So can you just talk more about that? How have you even just gone about acquiring customers? Because it is a very competitive space. So what does that look like for you?
My best way about getting new customers has actually been through digital marketing. And so recently, I've been getting into kind of like the psychology and science behind digital advertising and digital media. And so there's a lot of online resources that can help you produce really good digital media for today's generation, because people are so click here, click there, all this feedback all the time, constantly from mobile devices. So it is really hard to grab people's attention. Again, a learning process and trying to get through the best way to get to those people and then be able to close those deals once I'm in contact with those people. I started out doing door-to-door sales when I was younger, and I've noticed that as society's gotten more into kind of like the TikTok age with, you know, only getting 30 seconds of somebody's time, it's very difficult to do door-to-door sales where a pitch requires anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes, depending on the person that you're talking to. And so typically door-to-door sales is only applicable to older people. And so with the area that I live in, yes, there are those older people, but a lot of times they already have somebody that they've been with reliably, because like you said, it is a very competitive environment. So I found that online advertisement, specifically to my niche of marketing, has been the most effective. And then I'm just kind of honing that skill, learning the different ways to online advertise. And I'll soon be getting into more expensive advertising to try and capture more of that audience. But it has definitely been a struggle for myself and some of the people that I do business with, just because there's so much competition and getting those people attention can be very difficult at times.
In terms of online ads, like, what does that look like for you? I mean, if you've done more, so you mentioned TikTok, you know, so where have you spent most of your ad dollars, and what has been the most successful in terms of platforms like TikTok, Google, Facebook? What does that look like for you?
So the most successful would probably be the neighborhood apps, Nextdoor, because I am a smaller business. It's a lot easier to target those people that have that neighborhood mindset and kind of want to keep stuff within their community. So I do definitely look to take advantage of the opportunities of the people that do want to keep things within the community, because a lot of times those are the people that are a lot more comfortable to work with. They're a lot more open, and they're not as standoffish or unreliable or not loyal. Whereas the customers that are very close to home, they are very loyal, and it's a really good give and take relationship between a consumer and a client. And so it's a lot. I like to think of when businesses and shops used to have really, really good customer service. I feel like that's something that's recognized when you're in that neighborhood community. Whereas if you're out in like corporate America, Dallas, it's just how can we get profit margins as high as possible and get the customer just satisfied enough to get them out of our door. And so I don't like to operate like that. And I do lose customers and clients because of it. But I think that's something that is a standard that I hold myself to, because I don't like having to deal or work with corporations that act that way as a client or as a business partner. And so I'd say definitely Nextdoor is the best for smaller businesses. And then as you get to a larger size, which I hope to be doing pretty soon, I'll start getting into Google and advertising on Instagram as well. And that'll be with a heftier price tag, of course. I get a lot of free advertising through Facebook, but I don't get as many callbacks because a lot of people also take advantage of the free advertising on Facebook.
All right. So what are your core responsibilities in your business, and how much time do you are working for your business in a day?
So I'd say the core responsibilities is, again, kind of I am a lot more flexible with my customers than a lot of other lawn care providers. They usually have very set scheduled days, which I do understand being a bigger company. You do have to do that for organization purposes. And I'll be looking to get into that probably next season, as the season comes to a close. I know that's on my to-do list of maintaining that organization so that I can maximize my input output for work efficiency. Typically right now, depending on the weeks, because I do get a lot of jobs that are like one-time landscape jobs, I try to have a week of lawn care that is anywhere from 20 to 40 hours a week, depending on the week, depending on the season. And then I take the secondary week, because grass usually is biweekly in Texas. And the secondary week I use to fill in for landscaping jobs or projects that'll be larger that may take a day or two. Typically, I like to keep the jobs in-house because I am smaller. So my profit margins are more important from me working by myself. If it takes a little bit more time, because I can book people out up to 2-3 weeks sometimes. So I don't have to worry about getting a job done very, very quickly, and I can invest time into the job and still be profitable. So whenever I do have an employee with me, I do expect jobs to be done in a certain amount of time. So that time is very relevant to how much I have to pay my employee, then also how much money I'm making. So if I'm paying that employee by the gig or by the hour, the profit efficiency is based on how fast that employee is working and how hard that employee is working for me. But that's the typical, I have everything on typically a 2-week schedule to maximize efficiency, whether I'm by myself or if I have someone with me.
Great. And how do you boost your productivity without causing burnout? Because in this structure where you have a lot of things to do, and you have to keep your eye on every process, on every patient. So how do you come up with your creativity?
So that's something that I'm still having to get a handle on and learn myself. That's definitely been one of the larger struggles of my business. I would say that number one is that transition from getting enough clients to where you're so busy, and then also being able to maximize efficiency and boost efficiency to maintain the quality of work for each of those clients. And so that's been something that's been a difficult process that I haven't completely transitioned to. And so I had gotten pretty close over this season with one of the local high school students that I was working with. And I was getting into that rhythm of boosting that efficiency. But I also noticed that it's difficult to maintain my quality of work through other people. So I have to effectively train those people and get them working at that standard and meeting that standard before I can properly expand. Because I don't want to expand too quickly and then fall on my face because of it. So that's definitely something that I've been having to try and outsource for and learn more about, to see about effective transitioning and then actually finding those laborers that are willing to do the work correctly, because working outdoors in Texas, you know, 108 degrees, nobody wants to do that.
Right. Yeah. I know it's a challenge. Like, I'm in Dallas too, and I know that, and I have properties. And I think one challenge, at least for me, like my landscape, like I'm in, you know, I got properties in Fort Worth. It's like, I think sometimes, like, for some people, his schedule is sort of like all over the place. Like, are you coming today or tomorrow? Or it's like, it's kind of like there's no like set schedule. And sometimes they go, yeah, I'm going to come tomorrow. I'm like, you know, I'm like, yeah, sure, I guess that's fine. It's like, it's very like out of the order, you know? So how do you, do you have like, you know, a calendar? Like, how are you like keeping track of like when you're coming or you have to service and when?
So I did start on my like mobile calendar, like a Google calendar. And I noticed that it got really hectic, like a lot to visualize and make sure was in place all the time. And it was taking a lot of time. Not that I didn't have the time to put everything in there, but having to put that calendar together was basically just a huge hassle. But I also need to remember stuff. So actually, I just made a 2-week setup in my notepad on my phone. And I, as people, because like you said, it's really inconsistent. And I have people that are like, yeah, I want every Friday. And those people are great, super easy to schedule. It's awesome. But a majority of my people like to tailor individual days. And so I basically did Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday. And then I did that for week one and week two. And then I book their name, what they want done, and then whatever the price point is for that available day. And then I book out however long, how many hours it is, how many slots. And so each day I have anywhere from 4 to 10 slots, depending on what I'm doing. And then I fill that in day by day. And then I can schedule accordingly with those people. And then if there is a scheduling error, or not an error, but a full schedule, then I let them know and I can book them into the next week. And I found that to be the easiest, because with the calendar, you can't put anything on a repeat schedule, because then you have to clear it all. You have to fill it all up again. You have to do that with most scheduling softwares. So, you know, if I had 100 clients right now, I would invest in the scheduling software that's through text message, and the clients actually schedule themselves through the availability. But I haven't had to do that yet, just because I haven't reached enough clients to where it's too chaotic. But I would say definitely next season, if I grow as much as I did this season, I'll definitely need to invest in the scheduling software for the clients to fill it out themselves.
Makes sense. So in terms of software and technology, obviously now many companies are using AI. So have you looked into that for your business, you know, even for having like a high level chatbot? I mean, obviously you mentioned like next season, as you're gearing up to engage with, you know, with your customers or to book appointments in a more easier manner. Like, have you looked into something like that?
So for my lawn care business specifically, I haven't looked into AI software, because the software that I need is already readily available. I'll probably look to AI software as either something to learn from or a more affordable alternative if necessary. I'll probably initially try out the programs that I'm already aware of, which I don't have off the top of my head, but I have seen them and looked at them and price checked them. And then the depending on how well that goes would be if I would branch into using the AI software into my business. But I'll definitely be using the AI software to optimize my business, because I'm already going to be using AI for other business ventures. So
what is the use case for AI when it comes to your business ventures?
Say one more time.
Well, you were saying that you're already like, I'm using AI for other business ventures. So like, what is the use case in your other businesses? Like, are you using it for communication as a chatbot, or using it to help with other things, you know, social media? Like, what are you using it for?
So currently what I'm using it for is product generation, and I'll be using it for product trends in the market here over the winter. And then I'll be using it for marketing optimization. So things that I can't get from, you know, psychology and research and the science behind digital advertising, I'll be using the chatbots to help optimize prompts, basically as a copywriter for those products, advertisements, etc. But it's basically an optimization. And then one of my businesses I'll be using is product generation for creating and selling that digital media.
Makes sense. What would you say is your top business priority, you know, going into Q4 as the year is coming to a close?
Right now, it's probably going to be transitioning from lawns to fall maintenance for homes. So that's going to be fence work, removal of landscape or trees or bushes, and then gearing up for other products and services such as like power washing, preventative weed treatments, things that are general home maintenance that don't have to rely on recurring income that way. My other thing is to try and find other recurring revenues that I can use over Q4. So that's going to be things like trash can cleanings, but I have to start advertising for all of those. And so that's, you know, one of the things on the to-do list is making sure that those are advertised correctly. Because if I advertise them with my lawn stuff, it gets overlooked. So I have to advertise separately when it comes to those things. And so that's going to be something that is being pushed this next week or two.
What would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would say there's a lot to choose from. I would say the biggest advice for someone that has no experience, no background, and is just like needs a side hustle would be to find somebody in the area that's a smaller business and shadow them, whether that's working for them or just learning from them, but get that person, get in their network and just soak up as much as you can. Like I do that now. There's a couple companies in the area that when I'm struggling with something, I can usually go to them and kind of just see how they do things. And a lot of times it's not the way that I like to do it or to the standard that I like to do it, but it can kind of give you inspiration. And then if you are a beginner, anything is better than nothing when it comes to getting those lessons and advice. You can't really get that anywhere else. You can't research some of the things in the trade. And that's part of being in the trade for as long as you are.
Makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
That's a tough call. I know that's definitely that's going to be whatever God's plan is for this next upcoming year. I know that it really comes down to two big options, which is either grow the company and sell it and get into other business ventures and invest elsewhere, or that's grow the business and automate it and turn it to a passive income stream. And so I would prefer to turn it into a passive income stream for a couple of years because I haven't gained as much traction on exactly what I want to do in my other ventures yet, nor have I found success in those because I've been pushing lawn and landscape as my main source of revenue. So I would prefer to be having an automated business as a passive income stream and grow from there. But again, that's in God's hands. So
definitely. So do you mind sharing if somebody watching this, you know, where they could reach out to you, like your social media handles or your website?
A lot of contact I actually do through just my phone number. I respond best to text messages, but I would say best email to contact me out would be thefoundbusiness@gmail.com. And it's spelled exactly like it sounds, no spaces, no capitals or anything like that. But definitely anyone that had any inquiries or anything, and that's even outside of lawn care and landscape, business models are business models and they can be applied infinitely to whatever business you're running. And so I have a couple people that I talk to within my own personal network that were completely different. He does technology and I do landscape, but a lot of our business principles go back and forth and apply to each other. So.
Sure. Yeah. And if you don't mind, you can share your phone number on here as well.
Yeah. That's 214-638-5529. And then awesome. I just asked that there be a name and then, subject for reaching out just so I can have everything organized.
Sounds good. Well, Logan, we're rooting for you. Thank you so much for your time today. And yeah, like, I appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Come on, Dan. You'll have a great evening.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Bye.